Would you turn with me this morning to the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, a passage that I know we're familiar with, but I just feel impressed upon my heart this morning to go to this scripture. And I pray it will encourage us and strengthen us. In the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John, we're going to read the first 8 verses. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm going to read that again. I love that passage right there. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. And I want to stop the reading right there. In this several chapters, it opens up the understanding and explain the gospel message of Christ. He is preparing in the 14th and the 15th and the 16th chapter, he's preparing them for his departure. And this is prior to that. And he is painting us a word picture of how the operation, how the church is going to function and operate in this description, the vine and the branches. In the Old Testament, there were many references to the vine. Israel was the vine. And Jesus uses this in this message this morning. He is the vine and we are the branches. And here he gives us a condensed, very thoughtful version of how the things are supposed to operate, the importance of the Holy Spirit being attached to Christ, being in Christ, in the vine. Praise God, how close is being grafted into the vine, that the energy of the Holy Spirit that flows through the vine goes into the branches and causes us to be fruitful in his operation. The Father is the husbandman, and he dresses the vine, and he supports the vine and guards it. But the operation of the husbandman, the Lord, God, he cuts off the unfruitful branches. And I never focused on that in the past, but it's very plain what he says. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. What is the end? What is the end point of our salvation? What is God? What are we designed for? What is God's purpose for us this morning? It's to be fruitful. It's all about being fruitful. Being fruitful in the kingdom of God. That's what we're called to. Not to be famous, not to do this or that, but to be fruitful in the kingdom of God. And what is the purpose for the fruit? The fruit is for others to partake of. Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit is what we're talking about here. And here he says, I want you to be fruitful. And you have to abide in me. You can't not abide in me and be fruitful. It's impossible. Without me, you can do nothing. Without the Lord, it's impossible. Well, I'm gonna be more loving. I'm gonna be this or I'm gonna be that. No, you can try all you want, but it's the operation of the Holy Spirit within you, being attached to the vine, not close, not in the same garden, but being attached to the vine. Praise God. That's what it's all about. Being attached, the importance of the Holy Spirit, the necessity of the Holy Spirit right here in these few verses gives us a glimpse into God's mind, praise God, of what he envisions for us, praise God, to be in the vine, abide in me and I in you, praise God. What's the important thing? Abiding in Christ, being part of the vine, being having that life-giving flow of the Holy Spirit that goes from the vine through us, praise God, that causes us to be fruitful. And the only way we can be fruitful is through the operation of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. In Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And let me give you some brief definitions. We read these verses and we read these words so, you know, casually, but I want you to dwell on them a minute. That love is that charity, God kind of love, a caring for and seeking the highest good of another person without motive or personal gain. It's love without any personal gain on my part. And whether they love me or not, it's that kind of love that only God can give. Joy, the feeling of gladness based on the love, grace, and blessings and promises and nearness of God that belong to those who believe in Christ. There is a joy in knowing the Lord. There's a joy, praise God, when we feel his presence and you can't put into words. There's a joy that invades our soul and lifts us up, praise God. It's a joy that is so wonderful and so great. You can't hardly describe it in words, but you know what it feels like, praise God, when the presence of the Lord is upon you, praise God, and you feel him in your heart and in your soul, praise God. It's not emotionalism. Oh, no, it's not that. It's something much deeper in our hearts. Praise God. Joy, peace, the rest of heart and mind based on the knowledge that all is well between the believer and his or her heavenly Father, resulting from in freedom from the turmoil and anxiety. We got a lot of people suffering from anxiety today. You know that? A lot of people suffering from fear. But thank God for the peace that comes from Christ Jesus, praise God, that is flowing through us through the Holy Spirit, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, we can feel the presence of the Lord. Things might be in turmoil all around us. Everything is going in the wrong direction, but oh, praise God, we're in the eye of the hurricane because of the peace of God, praise the Lord. The peace that only he affords, praise God. Long-suffering, endurance, patience, being slow to anger, our despair. We need long-suffering, amen? Endurance. Praise God, patience, being slow to anger, hard to despair. We don't give up. We don't give up. Well, I don't see what I want to see. I don't, and things aren't turning around, and I'm praying, and what's happening? Long-suffering, my brother, that's a fruit of the Spirit, praise God, that the Holy Spirit ministers and mediates through us. Praise God. Gentleness. Kindness, not wanting to hurt anyone or cause them pain. Kindness, not wanting to hurt anyone or cause them pain. The Holy Spirit changes our personality. If we allow him, the Holy Spirit changes our personality. Praise God. Because our humanity wants to fight. Our humanity wants to clench our fist. Our humanity wants to answer back. Our humanity wants to get angry and seeks retribution. But the Holy Spirit, praise God, one of the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruits of the Spirit, praise God that he gives us kindness or gentleness, goodness, a zeal for truth and righteousness, amen, and a hatred of evil. Amen. It can be expressed in acts of kindness, or in rebuking and correcting evil. Amen. Zeal for truth and righteousness. Praise God. Goodness. Faith. Firm and unswerving loyalty to a person to whom one is united by promise, commitment, trust, and honesty. Praise God. Faith to believe. Faith to trust the Lord. Faith to hold on to his unchanging hand. These all work together. Praise God. Meekness, gentleness, restraint coupled with strength and courage. It describes a person who can be angry when anger is needed and humbly submissive when submission is needed. Praise God. Restraint coupled with strength. I like that definition. A gentleness, meekness. You know, I believe it's one of the epistles, maybe Peter or James, I'm not sure which one, but it says, when someone falls or fails, restore that brother in the spirit of meekness, in the spirit of meekness, in the spirit of gentleness, praise God. Restraint coupled with strength and courage, praise the Lord. And temperance, self-control, mastering one's own desires and passions, including faithfulness to one's marriage vows, also purity, praise God. Oh, what a list. Lord, we aspire to those things. How do they come about in our life? Well, Jesus just told us, abide in me and I in you. Abide in the vine, praise God. Let the flow from the vine, praise God, fill you with the fruit. Let it develop that fruit in your life, praise God, that you and I both need, that God called us to be fruitful. What's our purpose? Our purpose is to be fruitful because it brings glory to God. Hallelujah. It blesses our lives and it blesses those around us. Praise God. By the fruit that they see, they're impressed. There's something about it touches them. It's a testimony. It's a witness, praise God, that shows the goodness of God, the working in our soul. Praise God. Abide in me. Without me, you can do nothing. Oh, praise the Lord. I love that this morning. In Romans 3rd chapter says, know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Not talking about water baptism, talking about Holy Spirit baptism. Baptized into his death. Death from the old life. Death from the old life. We raised in newness of life, the word of God says. New creatures in Christ Jesus, praise the Lord. He also says in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, it says, for as many as you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Praise God. The Holy Spirit adorns us with Christ. His characteristics, he works on us. It's continually working on us, praise God. And in Corinthians, he speaks of by one Spirit, Holy Spirit, capital S, Spirit, are we baptized into the body, praise God, to abide in Christ, to be part of the body of Christ. Comes through the operation of the Holy Spirit, praise God. And here, Jesus is telling us in such a sweet way. He says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. You can make resolutions. You can make promises. You can try harder, But without the operation of Christ's Spirit within us, we can do nothing. It's impossible. It's impossible, praise God. You know, I've heard expressions in the past. Someone says, well, they're good people. They're a good person. And, you know, that sounds okay on the surface. And, you know, that's all right to say. And they're good people. They're a good person. But can we really say that? Honestly? Because Paul tells us in the 7th chapter of Romans, he says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. We're not good. Inherently, we're not good. Well, Brother Ron, that's a put down. That's hurting my feeling. No, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. This is the reality. Oh, the Word of God tells us that Paul said it. One of the greatest apostles that ever lived. Within me, there's nothing good in my flesh. The good that comes is by the operation of the Holy Spirit. What caused you to pray? What caused you to reach out to someone? Your own good thoughts, your own good deeds, your own ideas? No. Something within you, the Holy Spirit prompted you. The Holy Spirit gave you the incentive. The Holy Spirit touched your heart. Jesus said it, without me you can do nothing. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, let me never lift my head up in pride because there's nothing good in me. All the good comes from the Lord, praise God. Every good in us. He deserves all the glory this morning. Amen? We just sang it. All the glory because the goodness comes from him. The carnal man is wretched and miserable. The carnal man is anti-God. The carnal man doesn't want any restrictions. The carnal man wants to please the flesh. But oh, thank you, Lord, for the power and presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, that helps us to overcome and crucify and hold this flesh down. Praise God. We've been made new creatures in Christ. Oh, praise God. And if a man shall abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men are gathered them and cast them into fire, and they are burned. The husbandman, the father, removes all the dead branches. You understand what that's saying? Those that don't abide in Christ, they can't be partakers. They can't be part of the family of God because they're rejecting. They're denying. They don't want any part. But those that are bearing fruit, he purges them. He prunes them. Just like you prune a bush. Why do they prune them? Because they take away the little dead branches or the little offshoots that come that take away the sap from where the fruit is being produced. It cuts it out. Just like it's a lifelong operation. The Holy Spirit is working on you and working on me. He's taking off those dead branches, those things in us that are detrimental to our spiritual walk. Those little G gods that we hold on to, those habits, and the sins that so easily beset us, the Word of God says, that pride and that anger and that humanity, God wants to turn us around, praise God. And he prunes us. He cuts away those things, but there has to be a willingness, you see. Abide in him, and he abides in us. It has to be mutual. God wants to abide in you. God wants to indwell you, amen. His Holy Spirit, he wants you to be indwelt by your Holy Spirit. Jesus said, look at, this is the purpose. This is the whole summary. Read 14, 15, and 16. You want to study the operation of the church and the Holy Spirit? Read those three chapters and study them. Let the Spirit of God dwell in you, praise God. That he was going to depart, but he would send another comforter, one who will abide with you forever. Praise God. One who will help you, one who will lead you into all truth. In the 16th chapter, he talks about the office of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. He says he'll rebuke sin. He'll reprove the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He'll glorify Christ. He'll make known unto you the things of God, praise God. He'll give you understanding, revelation, discernment, how to live the life. He's the truth teller. When you're going in the wrong direction, the Holy Spirit is going to be whispering in your ear, and it's going to get louder and louder and louder and to say, stop. Abide in the vine, praise God. Let the flow of the Spirit have his way in you. He wants you to be fruitful. What does that look like? I don't know. But all those characteristics, those fruit of the Spirit that we read are all in there. Maybe he has a calling for you. Maybe a ministry. Oh, praise God. Let him have his way, my brother and sister. God wants to bless you. Oh, praise God. And this is the best part here. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, I don't mean just memorize the scriptures. I don't mean you can quote this scripture or talk about this passage and understand what it means. I'm saying if it abides in you. When the word says do this, you do it. When the word says don't do that, you don't do it. It abides in you. The word abide, it controls. It gives you direction. It causes you to behave in a certain way. The word of God. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Listen to this. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Hola, haya, hama, shunda. Isn't that glorious this morning? Answered prayer. Well, Brother Ron, I've been waiting a long time. Well, keep going, keep waiting, keep trusting the Lord. We talked about long suffering and patience. Sometimes God causes us to wait a long time. I remember Brother Lewis used to quote in the Italian Bible in the old days when we had part Italian services and part English. And one of the scriptures in the Psalms, it says, I waited a long time. I forgot exactly how it went, but he waited a long time for the Lord. A longo momento pacientemente. Forgive the English or the Italian. That's pretty choppy. But I waited a long time for the Lord. Who wants to wait today? Nobody. We don't want to wait. I want it now. I want deliverance now. And God says, no, that's not my way. You see what's happening in the waiting? What's going on in the waiting? Are we trying to convince a God who's trying to make up his mind? Are we trying to win him over? Are we trying to make an argument that God will listen to us and finally answer? No, it's not for God, it's for us. What's happening in the waiting is we're examining ourselves and we're staying in prayer and we're saying, oh Lord, illumine my mind. Oh Lord, help me, give me faith, give me grace. Something is happening, we're growing. And it's painful. And the enemy continues to attack us and say, it's not going to happen. The prayer's not going to get answered the way you think. It's not going to be. Don't You might as well give up now because it's going to be bad. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us faith. Praise God. Aren't you glad for Jesus this morning? What he said is so beautiful. I'm the vine. You're the branches. Abide in Christ. Don't get out of the vine. That doesn't happen overnight. God doesn't give us one shot and you're out. He doesn't give us three shots and you're out. He comes after us and after us and after us. And I love a God like that this morning because I needed a lot of chances. I needed God to have mercy on me. And thank God he did. Praise God. And he still does. Praise the Lord. But, you know, if you're determined to walk away, if you're determined to keep God at arm's length, if you're determined not to be part of the vine, you can do it. You can absolutely accomplish that. You can ignore the word of God. But I don't believe any of us are like that this morning. I believe we're, Lord, help my unbelief. Help my weakness. Give me strength, oh God. Draw me closer. Oh, praise the Lord. And herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. What's the purpose of our life? What's the purpose of our life? Attend church three times a week? All our life? No. That's good. Give money to the church? That's not the purpose. That's good. Not the purpose. The purpose is to bear fruit. To bear fruit. It brings glory to God. It identifies us as his disciples. And it assures us he will answer our prayers. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you. I love that this morning. Are you abiding in his word? Are you allowing his word to dictate your lifestyle? Are you allowing his word to dictate your actions? Are you allowing his word to guide your life? Even when you're not here, where no one can see you, no one knows you. In your privacy, are you allowing the word, praise God, to direct your life? Oh, praise God. What a beautiful summary here he gives us. And I say, Lord, thank you. I'm going to close right here. Brother, sister, would you come forward? The importance and operation of the Holy Spirit. What is the Bible, the Word of God in Galatians? The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. The necessity of the Holy Spirit. How are you going to bear fruit without the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm a good person. No, don't say that. You're not a good person. I'm not a good person. We're sinners saved by grace, by the mercy of God. The only good in us is what God has deposited, is the operation of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ that operates in our lives. It causes us to reach out to him. And it causes us to do the things that are good in God's eyes. Praise God. Oh, Lord, thank you. Let your Holy Spirit encourage us this morning. Let the Spirit of God say, Brother Ron, I've not been a great example. I've had my ups and downs, and maybe mostly downs. That's okay. That's okay. You see, the blood of Jesus, this is another good part. The blood of Jesus washes us clean. We put all those things under the blood of Jesus. Lord, this is my past. This is where I was. Maybe I was on drugs, or maybe I was into alcohol, or maybe I had these bad habits, or maybe I went to these places, or maybe I had a foul mouth, or maybe I had such angriness and hatred within me. Maybe all those things were true. But you see, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, washes it clean. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Christ is describing the operation of his church. And it's on an individual basis. The branch doesn't, it's not a church. The branch is an individual. We're individuals to Christ. We're not the AFGA to Christ. We're John Messmer and Janice Roberts and Ron Garasha and Cody Kilgore. He knows us by our names. Praise God. And he's saying to us, abide in me. And you want a happy life? You want God to bless your life? You want God to use you for the kingdom? You want to fulfill the purpose that God has for you? Abide in the vine. And let the flow of the energy of the Holy Spirit produce that fruit in your life. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?